This is Jennifer Simmons with AIM. Already, our Hometown Innovations podcast is giving you a new way to explore the creativity happening in our cities and towns. This week, we're bringing you stories from our Idea Summit in Evansville, where local and state leaders are gathered for an exciting mix of speakers, workshops, and networking opportunities. Follow along as we share highlights from our largest event of the year and brainstorm the future of Indiana's municipalities.
Hey, well, welcome to the AIM podcast. Happy to have with us today Governor Eric Holcomb and AIM President Mayor Lloyd Winicky, and just have a casual conversation about what's happening in the General Assembly and the state and where we can go from here.
Well, we had a great AIM conference in Evansville. Proud to bring it back to Evansville for the first time in 10 years. The governor was very gracious in bringing his entire cabinet down to meet with 800 or so attendees. Governor, we appreciate you doing that. Tell us why you feel like that kind of outreach is important.
Somewhat inspired by the work that you all do when you're, you know, taking your city halls to the neighborhoods, or legislative leaders all around the state of Indiana are going into throughout their districts and taking the people's business right to the people's street. And I want to make sure that I for sure am one that likes to stay in perpetual motion. I like to be in touch with what's going on the ground. And we've been fortunate to attract like-minded folks that run all of our agencies. And you know better than anyone that this has got to be a partnership. And we can streamline and eliminate a lot of wasted time if we're talking to each other and sitting down at the table together. And that was evidenced by this last session on so many different fronts. And it's when you're not communicating that bad things can happen in the 12th hour when you're just learning about right. something unfolding. So I want to continue to make sure that our folks are not just in touch, but at the same table, and we can work on things throughout the whole session.
And Governor, when you were state party chair, you were the first chairman in my tenure in working in this business that really focused on mayoral local races. Mm-hmm. And now, as governor, you're bringing locals into your administration. Mm-hmm. Can you just talk a little bit about that philosophy?
Well, that's where the rubber meets the road, and closest to the people. And that's the real pulse of our state. And so the strength of our we're gonna live and grow or die and wither county or community by community. And that's the state. When I'm trying to attract businesses and attention and investment to the state of Indiana, it's not to some generic state, it's to a community. And so we're trying to get folks' attention as they're looking at different markets. Yes, we want them to look at America first, and yes, we want them to look at Indiana second, and then we want them to look at your town. And I look at this as cities and towns as being the engines of our economy, and this is where our talent is groomed. This is where our talent is put into motion, and when I'm out pitching Indiana, when I'm out selling Indiana, I'm selling people and places, and I want to make sure that, again, that we're collaborating and thinking regionally. That's another area where we've just made great strides in the recent past, and we got a long way to go, obviously, but we're out in front because of these partnerships and these alliances. And with your association's leadership, think about how much we've accomplished in just a short period of time. And so I want to do more, not less. I want to be more accessible, not less. And you can expect that over the next 3 years.
We talked a lot today about workforce development. Your administration is really being very proactive in trying to connect people and making sure educational efforts are aligned with workforce needs. Talk to us about your vision in this area.
Well, it's an issue that kind of bubbles up from the ground up, and so when we look at the state of Indiana, and we see that we're truly a powerhouse on so many fronts: plastic, steel, limestone, RVs, medical devices, conventions. The list goes on and on and on, and you can say we're the capital of the country on so many different fronts. And by the way, we happen to be located in the middle of it all of the action, in the middle of both coasts. We're making it unaffordable to fly over this state. If you do the math, we'll save you in whether it's congestion or taxes or unpredictability that occurs in so many other places. Here in the state of Indiana, we provide certainty and stability and predictability, and that is why we're in such a strong position. And so as we further regionalize, like you're doing here in Fort Wayne, Northwest Indiana, South Bend, I mean, you just see so much of a force multiplier when you inventory all of your assets and your liabilities. And when you actually address these challenges and solve these issues, it catapults you further out in front quicker than if you're just trying to solve it by yourself. And so that's why I'm so optimistic about the future, because we've got some more progress to make in other parts of the state. But when we're able to respond, when we put out workforce development programs, it's just not some statewide workforce program. This is, we're going down into the county and we're going down into the region, and we can tell you how many people have gone to that nextleveljobs.org website from Vandenberg County or Warrick County or Posey County or Gibson or Knox or Marshall, for that matter. We can tell you exactly the number of people. We can tell you the number of people that are looking for jobs in IT, the number of jobs in construction, logistics, advanced manufacturing. And what we have to do is respond regionally, respond from a community perspective, not, again, some generic statewide perspective, but a community and a region's perspective. And then we'll attach those people that are seeking that upward mobility with the jobs that are currently there and then the jobs that are coming on board. The reason why I'm so urgent or frantic almost sounding about this is, as I mentioned at lunch, we have 92,000 unfilled jobs, but we're creeping up on breaking the all-time state record for job commitments in 1 year. That was in 2012. We ushered in 27,620 jobs in 1 year. Not that I count every day. See how close we're getting to that record. It's a pretty competitive environment we find ourselves in this post. But we're creeping up on that record, and that's because of this area and for Northeast Indiana and the Northwest Quadrant and the Southeast. It's all of us that are playing to our strengths, and as our communities get stronger, it just makes my case that much easier no matter where I find myself in the world. But we've got to continue to focus on our greatest asset, and that's our people, and skilling ourselves up to meet the demands of the 21st economy. And we've got to make sure we continue, as Representative Soliday said, we got more work to do. We can't rest on our laurels. The only direction you can coast is downhill. And so we got to continue to build out our infrastructure. And that's not just roads and bridges. That's rail. That's, as he mentioned, that's double track in the South Shore line up in right. the Northwest Quadrant. That's airports, regional airports, very important to our state. Or to our state's future, and talking about building the fourth port. There's not a lot of states, and people think we're landlocked. How would we have ports? You know, you've got two of them on the Ohio River already, and we're talking about building the third one. You got one up in Burns Harbor into Lake Michigan, so we can literally get our goods out to the world. And now we're starting to add more domestic flights out of Evansville and Fort Wayne and South Bend, and then we just ushered in our first international nonstop direct flight out of the Indianapolis airport to Paris. And now we get into Europe. We're working on, we just came back from Japan, we're working on to Tokyo or Nagoya. That's a big deal, being able to sure. pull all that together in one place right in the middle of the country. We are truly a hub. But it takes all of us. We've got spokes in every direction, which right. is why I'm hell-bent on finishing I-69.
Thanks, Governor. We appreciate you coming down to Evansville and to the conference. You know, we were just talking internally the other day. I don't think a day goes by, really, in the last 9 months where we don't have some sort of communication with That's your good. Team. It's been fantastic. Much appreciated. Thanks again.
Keep the input coming. We thrive on it.
Oh, we won't be silent.
I know.